Have you ever wondered how you can uplevel your life? How you can be a peak performer in parenting? Well, today we're going to merge peak performance coach Brett Bauman talking about parenting and how we can link the two together. So join in for this wonderful episode. Does your child have a speech-language delay and you really want them to talk? Do difficult behaviors derail home life and you know the frustration is a communication struggle? Does your child see a speech therapist and you wonder, what do they do and how can I help? If these or similar questions are in your mind, this podcast is for you. Hello, my name is Dina Lynn Rosenbusch. I am a speech-language pathologist that has worked with children from birth to 21 for 3 decades. And in my classrooms, I see you wanting to connect with the heart of your child, but their speech and language skills create a barrier. So if you have a kiddo that has difficult behaviors, needs to expand their language or learn to say speech sounds, and maybe even receives speech therapy, stay tuned, because in this podcast, you will learn how to use your daily life as a tool to communication practice and how to do that practice. You will become confident knowing you are making the difference you want to make. And you will hear success stories of parents who have navigated these struggles already. We'll do this all while focusing on building deep, meaningful connection and confidence in your kiddo. So grab a cup of coffee along with a notebook and pen. It's time to speak in the way your child's brain understands, and that is the language of play. Hello, listeners. It is March, and in March this year, it is going to be guest episode month. There were so many guest episodes that got backlogged that I just decided to commit this whole month to putting out guest episodes to catch me up. I've been having fascinating interviews with many, many people, and I'm sure that you are going to learn a lot, and I'm sure you're going to enjoy it, as I have been really learning a lot and enjoying it too. So solo episodes from me are going to resume in April, and in the meantime, enjoy, enjoy, enjoy. Now today's guest is Brett, and he has an Action Mastery Retreat happening here in March. So be sure to look in the show notes if you are interested in what Brett is saying today. Also notice in the show notes, because tomorrow for International Women's Day, I will be speaking on the Voices of Women Summit. And that link is in the show notes if you care to join in for this free event designed around International Women's Day. There are almost 300 speakers. So this is a fascinating worldwide event to be a part of. Last week, you met Santu, and she talked about grief support. There are so many parts of our parenting, and all of us are at a different place in our journey. Some of us are needing grief support, and some of us are looking to peak our performance. And there are wonderful people coming up with lots of different ideas, so keep on listening this month and enjoy the immersive experience in learning a variety of things. As always, I hope you leave me a review in Apple Reviews if you have not yet done it, and visit the show notes for other things you might be interested in, such as 21 days of encouragement dropped into your inbox to help you think about how it is that you can be a better parent in just a nugget of information, typically about play and brain science and how it is that the child's brain works. That is a free resource for you. And of course, with your thoughts and comments, email me at hello@thelanguageofplay.com, and I look forward to hearing from you and what your thoughts are about various guests, about the things that I've said, anything at all. I love to hear from my listeners. All right, let's get into today's show with Brett Bauman. Today, I have a wonderful guest with us. His name is Brett Bauman. He is an award-winning business and life coach. His specialty is helping business leaders and high-performing individuals advance to the next level of success in each area of life. He does this by guiding them to discover their passions and design powerful daily rituals that help them consistently produce extraordinary results. He's a best-selling author and was voted the top coach to work with by Apple News. If you're ready to experience peak performance, you can join him for one of his immersive action mastery retreats, where he will personally coach you one-on-one and take you on a powerful journey of mind, body, and spirit that will teach you how to make a greater positive impact in your life and the world around you. If you're interested in business or life coaching, we can schedule that free consultation, listeners, that you will find at the bottom of the show notes today. So, Brett, I am so happy to have you here. And listeners, before I even let him speak, I want to tell you that I have followed some of Brett's work and I have benefited from Brett's work. So this is a joy to have him with me today. Welcome, Brett. Thank you for coming to The Language of Play.
Dina Lynn, thank you so much. Congratulations, on all your success and absolutely love what you're doing. And, you know, I know from the introduction too, something we talked about was like, okay, I do coaching for high performing executives usually and business entrepreneurs and things like that. But something we're both passionate about and a reason we decided to move forward with this is because we both have a great love for communication and understanding how we use that to provide a healthier life for people, to be able to communicate in ways that provide therapy and understanding. And so I'm excited to talk about how what I do translates into helping families and children and people that are looking for a way to better that relationship and be able to find more prosperity and peace in their home. So I'm very excited to talk with you today.
Thank you. Yes, that is exactly why I wanted to have you on, because as parents, we know that our life can be spinning in circles faster than we can catch up sometimes. And we don't feel like we are top performing a lot of the times. And yet our heart as parents, especially any of the listeners that are here, they want to be top performing as a parent. And how do we do that? How would you say is one of the anchor points that you might start a parent on that journey? Because of course, the parent journey starts with themselves.
Yeah. You know, I think the biggest thing is, you know, I talk about this with everybody, no matter how you're approaching a problem or where you're approaching it from, is finding an inner peace. I have a mantra I say to myself every day. And I'll tell you, I had to give this to myself years ago because I wasn't feeling this. I was in the same place that many of the listeners are going to be coming from, where I felt overwhelmed and I was trying to do my best, but I wasn't acknowledging it. And I just realized, I was like, you know what? I can't do any better. I am doing my best. I was like, I want to do the best. I want to give the best, but I can't do more than I can do. I can't do 10 jobs at once. I can't solve problems that are bigger than me. If I have to wait for a doctor, for help or somebody, I can't do any better than I have to be patient. And so I have a mantra I say to myself every day, and it's transformed my life. It is simply, I'm always doing the best I can, and that's the best I can do. At first you're saying it, right? And then you got to start living it. Now I live it because I show up and give my best every day. And so another thing I say is the solution to every problem is to show up as the best version of yourself. Mm-hmm. And that doesn't mean that you're going to be the best version every day. It doesn't mean that you're going to be perfect or everything's going to go right, but that you have the intentions of doing your best, that you work on yourself, that you grow, that you're always trying to become more patient, more understanding, more caring, more empathetic, more loving, more grateful. And that we just continue to be present and say, it's okay. I'm doing my best. I'm showing up as my best. I'm going to continue to work on the things I identify that aren't going the way I want them to go, and do it with your heart, right? Because we get so external. We judge ourselves against other people. We have visions of things we want to be. We're not there yet. And we take on the stress. We overwhelm ourselves. And next thing you know, it creates an environment around us, a stressful environment, an environment where we forget to care about the other people, where we become judgmental. I think really you have to give yourself a break. God bless you for being a parent already. And just continue to lead with love.
That's an important thing to say to our parents. Thank you. Because the external coming at us as parents is fairly often a lot of judgment. Mm-hmm. Like people say, well, I did it this way. You should. Yep. And sometimes we are dealing with things like struggle in communicating or other diagnoses or even just typical language development or child development that does include things that don't make us feel like we are doing very well. And we can feel the judgment of others on us so heavily. And so what you're saying is really powerful, to remember that we're in our own skin and we're doing what we can. And that's all we need to do.
Yeah. And you and I talked about this briefly, and I'm sure we'll go deeper into this, but you know, a couple tools. We get so busy and caught up. To back up, two things I say, I really like to make things really simple, because if it's too convoluted, too complex, we don't feel like we can identify. And then when we need to use the information, we don't actually use it. So something I like to think about that I think makes things very simple is looking at our thinking, our mindset as in two different venues. We're either emotional or we're objective. And emotions should simply be something that guides us. It's a signal. When you have an emotional, it's a signal telling you which direction to go. It's like navigation tools that God gave us. It's a gift. So I'm angry. It doesn't mean stay angry and get frustrated and go have road rage or yell or something. It means there's something in this situation I need to learn from and change. So that's a signal. And you want to get to where you can recognize emotions as a signal and process them in a healthy way in 20 or 30 minutes. So you can then move through that feeling and make a better decision and know what to work on. But as you continue to do that, becoming overwhelmed, being frustrated, wanting to do better for your children, wanting your family to be healthier, wanting to feel like you're more successful can cause us to become emotional and overwhelmed. And so some great tools to pull us out of that. And again, it's hard sometimes when you're in there to remember to do the tool or want to use the tool, you feel like there's no way out, is meditation and breath work, which are two things I'm really passionate about. And I've been really doing my best to get it out there to everybody because you can do it at home. They're free, they're within your own body. And you know, it's like, you just need a moment sometimes when you're overwhelmed to say, it's okay for me to step aside. I can take 5 minutes and collect myself. I can breathe and I can process what this frustration, this sadness, this anger I'm going through and learn from it and say, it's okay. It happens for a reason. It's not that you're broken or bad. When parents get angry, they think, oh, I'm a bad parent or I'm sad. I'm not doing enough. That is not true at all. You're doing everything you can. But the thing you can do to make your life better, which will trickle down to everybody else, is step away and say that anger was there for a reason. That's a gift. It's showing me I need to take a break right now and I need to shift something. Maybe I need to approach the situation differently. Maybe I need to change my communication, give myself a break so I can refill my tank. And we get caught up and think, oh, I got angry. I'm such a bad person. And you're not. That was a gift. It was like, hey, turn right here. Turn right here. You're just on it. Just make a right turn and you're right there and the solution's there for you.
I love the strategy that you just gave. So I want to call it out and highlight it for just a moment. First thing I heard you say is that our emotions are like our navigation system. And when we feel that emotion, the emotion doesn't indicate that we're bad or good at all. It doesn't really actually indicate anything. It's just there. And then you said that it means you need to process it. And the way you said is a good way to process would be the breath work, the taking some time out to calm. And then we can do better once we can process. Now, I want to backpedal just a smidgen on that, because in my mind, and I think back to when my kids were having some really big struggles, and I was too then, there were times that I would breathe, and it wasn't exactly relaxing. And I did not know how to use breath work and meditation at that point in my life. I did not know how to process, because all it was doing in my mind was spinning in that loop of what's going on wrong. Can you address that and say how it is that we use that time, that breath, to be able to process? What do we think about? How do we utilize that?
Yeah, I would love to. I'll tell you kind of a little bit about breath so we understand it, because this is really powerful. When you understand what I'm going to share with you in a moment, it will change your life. You'll go, oh my gosh, it's so simple, but I realize these things I was using maybe incorrectly or not in the best manner. And then I'll give you a quick little technique that I give everybody that really makes a difference in their life. And I love it. I use it all the time myself. But so one of the things about breath that we don't realize is, you know, we think I'm really stressed out. I'm really overwhelmed. So because I'm stressed out, I'm breathing fast or I'm breathing heavier, shallow. And it's really the opposite. Science has proven that the way we breathe tells our mind how to think. So if I sit right now, if I go, and I do this for a minute, my mind will start getting panicked and there's nothing for me to panic about. But my breathing has sent messages to my brain that said, I'm supposed to be behaving in a panicked manner. And so they've proven there's millions of receptors in your lungs, and the way, the rate, the speed and things that you take in oxygen when you're breathing sends a message to your mind. And it says, ooh, like, think about it. If you're getting ready to get in a fight, like somebody comes up to you and says, we're going to fight. What's the first thing we do? We start going, we pump ourselves up. We start doing those short breaths. Like, okay, I got to take whatever that fitness thing. I've been ready for a race. When you speed up your breath, it sends signals and says, it's time to kick in the fight or flight system. I'm getting ready to fight. I'm getting ready to flight. And so adrenaline starts pumping. Cortisol starts pumping. And you actually kick your body into a slight anxiety or panic stage where it's ready to take action. Or if you don't take the action, it feels anxious. So we think that it's the opposite, but it isn't. We're creating it. The reverse. When you slow down your breathing, what happens is your body goes, oh, it's a time to be calm. It's time to be present. I can be creative. I can surrender to the situation. And a really simple way to think about this is whenever your exhales are longer than your inhales, you're calming your body. So we think about it. When you get done doing something, you go,
yeah,
a long, nice sigh, your body yeah. settles. But the opposite, if you need to get up going, you're like, okay, let's get going. Like you're ready to do something. Like I'm going to jump in a cold lake. We breathe faster to getting ready for that fight. So the longer the exhale, the more you calm yourself. The shorter, it's the opposite direction. You activate yourself. So a good thing for parents right now, just remember that whenever you can kind of take a long, deep exhale, it's going to calm your body.
That's kind of like what a yawn does to us, isn't it?
Exactly.
Also?
Exactly.
And so when we catch ourselves sighing or yawning, is that kind of an indication that your body is craving calming?
Cooling off. Yeah, it's calming, recalculating. It's like, it's also, there's an emotional signal they've realized where we connect with other people, because when you calm down, you actually connect energetically with other people and communicate. 93% of our communication is nonverbal. So sometimes we're going fast and talking and hurrying and rushing, like you're drinking a bunch of coffee and you're having a panic attack, right? You're not connected with other people. And then you breathe, you calm down. All of a sudden you're like, oh, I can kind of feel what the other person, I empathize with you now. And I understand where you're coming from. So that flowing of the breath really helps you. And that's one really important thing. Again, you start resetting a lot of systems in your body. When you calm down your breathing, you turn off the fight or flight. So the adrenaline and the cortisol begin to deregulate in your body. And you begin to feel peace.
This is an amazing thing to just become aware of. Mm-hmm. I wish I had known that when I had young children.
Yeah. And right. I'm going to tell my...
Yeah. And I have heard this before, probably from you, but I honestly had forgotten that. So this is like new news all of a sudden today again.
Awesome.
You know, the
awesome.
Awareness that we breathe first and then our emotions will follow, that cortisol and adrenaline is kicked in because we choose to breathe faster, and that we have power over our internal response by our breath. That's a huge, huge awareness.
Mm-hmm. It's so empowering. It gives you so much. Now you know that I can move through states of physiology or emotion. Or if my child is going through something, I can help them. We can breathe together and we can help ourselves calm so that we can then communicate better or empathize and feel where we're at in the energy. You know, and I promised I would share this technique. This is a really simple technique that it's good to use on your own. It's like maybe you catch yourself like, oh, I'm being negative and I'm a little overwhelmed and I'm kind of beating myself up. Or if you're talking to your child or you're talking to a business partner or a loved one, whatever it is, but you find that I'm not being the best version of myself. You simply do this technique I call take five and come back better. And it's very simple. What you do is when you, let's say you and I were arguing right now, I go, all of a sudden I have this awareness like, I'm frustrated. We're yelling. We're being negative. This is not who I want to be. I say, you know what, Dina Lynn, I'm not being the best version of myself, right? I'm going to take five and I'm going to come back better. And so what you do is you excuse yourself and you have to leave the environment. You have to move the environment because there's an energy there. Like if you're standing in the kitchen yelling and frustrated and you stay in the kitchen, the energy kind of sticks there with you. It hangs in the room.
I imagine that also has to do with the cell phone too, doesn't it?
Oh, everything. Everything. But your energy, like we really do, like you anchor energy into a space. Okay. A lot of times people will argue in a home in the same space all the time. We're always arguing in the bedroom. We're always arguing in the living room. We're always arguing in the kitchen. It becomes a place where it's a trigger. Unconsciously, we walk in there. Oh, this is a place where we argue. And so you want to get used to removing yourself from the situation. Like I'll just go outside and sit on my patio or take a short walk. But as soon as you move away, the energy starts to change. You start to shift your thinking. So you excuse yourself and leave the environment. Then go someplace and sit down for 2 to 3 minutes and breathe or meditate. You don't even have to know a technique. Doesn't matter what, just breathe. Just pay attention to your breath and just try to calm your breathing. There's a lot of techniques I can share.
Mm-hmm. The breathing then would be to constantly think about, is my exhale longer than my inhale?
You can just pay attention to your breath. It's so simple because what happens when we're emotional, the more the intensity of the emotion, you get in your head and you start thinking about it. I'm angry. I should have done. We start lots of thoughts. But if you just pay attention to your breath and say, let me just calm my breathing and just kind of, I like to say the simplest way to start is think about your breaths being like an ocean wave and thinking about matching your breath, like flowing out to sea and then washing back into shore and just matching your breath with the tide. Just you do this and all of a sudden you're like, any conscious awareness, it starts to calm. and you feel yourself settle, your shoulders drop, and all of a sudden the motion processes, because again, it's a signal. It's trying to give you a signal. And if you stay rattled in that mindset, the signal doesn't get through. When you calm yourself, the signal comes through. And so you just breathe. And all of a sudden, after 2 or 3 minutes, you're like, you know what? I'm not so triggered anymore. I'm not so frustrated anymore. And so you've processed the emotion. And the last step is then to ask yourself two questions. You ask yourself, number one, how is this helping me? And number two, what am I supposed to learn from this experience? And now what you've done, Dina Lynn, is you've not only helped yourself from creating more collateral damage or intensifying a situation or a negative emotion, you have started to what we call scratch the record, which means you're stopping that behavior. Ooh, when I get angry, I'm stopping this. I'm going to go have a healthy process. So the more times you do it, your mind starts going, oh, I'm angry. Oh, I'm not going to do it anymore. And it starts to break the habit. But you step away, you go process the emotion in a healthy way, so you don't do anything that keeps it perpetuating or hurting you. You feel better, and then you get clarity. This is what I need to do. This is the signal it was giving me. It was telling me, oh, I should be more respectful. I should be more patient. I should allow the person a chance to communicate with me. I should be more understanding. And then you go and take that thing as your action step, and you move from an emotional mindset into an objective mindset. And this pattern, as you continue to repeat it, it becomes a discipline, a new strength that you, a muscle you grow inside your neuroplasticity. And then all of a sudden your mind doesn't go to these problems anymore. It starts going, oh, wow, I'm angry. Oh, you know what? I'm going to step away. And I know when I step away, I'm already going to feel better. And I know I'm going to come out with a solution and I'm going to be better. And it starts to become empowering.
I love that. I think that that is really, really a good strategy to have in our toolbox, maybe even a sticky note, parents, on the refrigerator to help you take five and come back better. That's
I think
fantastic.
We can wear it on our shirts, right?
Yeah.
For a while, it's like everybody's shirts. but it's nice. It's powerful. And again, you know, that allows you to, a lot of times we have frustration, right? When we have a kid and we love the kid so much, and we're trying to work through something and maybe don't understand what they're trying to tell us, or we're trying to guide them through something that they don't understand. Mm-hmm. And it's like, it allows us to become empathetic and patient and go, what's the intention of our actions right now? The intention of the action is love. It's growth. It's healing. It's creating inner peace. And we get away from the intention being, I got to be right, or I feel like I'm wrong. And it distills it down to the real point.
I love it. That is so good. That is just really good. And your questions also are good. So it was, how is this helping me? Mm-hmm. And the second one is, what am I supposed to learn in this experience? You leaned into kind of what am I supposed to learn in this experience, which is, I should be more patient, or those kind of responses.
Yeah.
When you say, how is this helping me? I always think of, it's not. But there must be something that actually is helping us. Can you tell us about that answer?
Yeah, you know, a lot of times the thing is we feel broken or wrong, that we're doing something, we're messing up. And it's not, it never really is. Like, I have a lot of faith. I have strong faith. I believe in God. I'm a very spiritual person. I really believe everything happens for a reason. But only when you surrender to it and believe that it's happening for you, right? Otherwise, if you really think about it, what we're saying is that if we think something and want something, it's also always supposed to go our way, how we expect. And everything's right. We know everything. Because otherwise, we'd say, well, I want to do this. And I want it to go that way. And that's how it is. And that's not how it works, right?
No.
Say, I want to help my kid. I want to do this. I want to be better at this thing. And then it doesn't go the way you want at all.
Right.
That's brilliant, though, because what it's doing is it's saying, you want this? Let me show you how to get there. There's so many things you don't know that you don't know yet. There's places you need to grow, things you need to learn. You're not prepared for the thing you want yet. Or you may think you want this, but I got something better for you. So stay strong, surrender, have faith, believe, but stay persistent, because there's going to be something better if you continue to look at these things as opportunities for growth. So how is it helping us? It's helping us grow. It's helping us be more patient. It's helping us surrender. It's helping us understand that I don't always have the answer, and that is totally okay. Because just like a butterfly or a caterpillar coming out of a cocoon and turning into a butterfly, you have to struggle. It has to struggle. Otherwise, the fluid never goes into the wings and it'll never fly. And so if things are easy, we're not going to grow or recognize the areas we need to lean into for wisdom and strength and persistence and follow through. And that's really what it's about, is recognizing that I understand that this is happening for me.
I'm so glad I asked you that question, because that was not the kind of direction my mind took on that question. And now you've given me an entirely different way to think about that question. And it's much more whole and it's much better. And I assume then that the people listening are also thinking, oh, I get it now. Because that's what I'm thinking. I think this is great. This has been a wonderful learning opportunity for me. And I want to thank you so much for pouring into the families that listen to The Language of Play. And listeners, if you know other parents that would benefit from Brett's teaching today, please share this episode. And Brett, before I let you go, I feel like we could just talk for hours, but would you tell the parents briefly how they can get a hold of you? And parents, please know that I will have information about Brett in the show notes too.
Awesome. Yeah, I'd love to. So, and just so everybody knows too, you know, I have a lot of free resources. Really, I think a good thing is to go research me and go find the stuff. I have eBooks, I have videos, I have free trainings and meditation classes and breathwork classes. I'm so passionate about giving people resources to better their life. So, you know, there's a lot you can digest that I promise you immediately will give you a valuable takeaway. Like everything you read or hear, you'll go, oh my gosh, I just learned something and I can be a better version of me. So the best way to find me is just my name. You can Google me, Brett Baughman. My website's the same, brettbaughman.com. And if you look up Life Coach Las Vegas, you're going to find me here easily. But I have a lot of great resources. I do morning meditations. I just did one today, a fantastic one at 7 a.m. every Monday morning with a group of people and help us set our intentions, our focus for the week. I do free breathwork journeys every Tuesday night where people can jump in and I teach them how to use breath and the different techniques so that not only do you learn it, but you have an amazing breakthrough. So if you're struggling or stuck with a trauma or emotional stress that's hitting you, whatever, and you want to get over that block, it happens rapidly. You know, an hour of doing this together and you come out, you know, anew.
That's fantastic. I think I'm going to start jumping in more regularly.
Awesome. I love that.
Yeah. All right. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you again for being here today and pouring such valuable insight into the listeners.
Thank you so much, Neil. And one last thing I'll throw out there too. When everybody checks my website, you can check a division of my company is called Action Mastery. And that's where I started doing events because I wanted to reach more people. And I have a great event coming up in March called Breath House. And you can check everywhere. It's on every place you find me, my website, social media, anything. But we're doing it online as a live broadcast. So no matter where you are in the world, you can come. It's $25 to join in and watch it. And if you're around or want to come to it in person, it's a full day retreat we're doing where we're doing coaching, body work, sound healing, breath work, a lot of amazing modalities. And the goal is to work through each piece of your body, mind, body, and spirit, and help you revitalize yourself and get a fresh start. And so I'd love for anybody to join or feel free to ask any questions you have about it.
Love it. Love it. Love it. Thank you. Okay.
So great. Thank you, Dina.
All right. And before you go, I need to say your tagline, which is extraordinary is only one thought away.
Yes.
Thank you so much.
Hey parents, I hope you found this episode helpful. If so, would you please take 30 seconds and share it with a friend who also lives or works with children? I would really appreciate it if you would leave a quick review for the show on Apple Podcasts. I read every review and it lights me up to know that this show is making a difference. Then come join my Facebook community, where you'll meet other parents who are dedicated to helping their children grow too. You'll find the link in the show notes. Thank you for joining me. Now it's time to go. Let's pop our kiddos in the strollers and go look around outdoors and see what we have to talk about.